Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Happy Friday. Happy Quarantine Lifestyle Friday. Yes, yes, yes. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Thank you so much for tuning in to the broadcast. Longtime listeners, big shout out to you. Show premiered March 21st, 2011. New listeners, thank you also for checking it out. No joke, full-fledged shows are coming really, 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 really soon. I cannot wait to have my friends and my cousin Linda, who co-hosts with me, like that dude Mike. Big shout out to Mike. We have different political views, but we love each other forever since the late 80s. Big shout out to he and Cliff and Twan doing the 90s of Rossity Records, producing, just working with some of the greatest artists in Jackson, Mississippi. Just always fun. And it's always fun being a radio personality at WMPR. And it's what's so amazing. That was like 25 years ago, and I still bump into people that used to listen to my shows then. And I thank you for those that listen to my podcast and interact with me on social media. Also, even one of Terry's relatives he had never met me. Well, he met me in person when he would come by the radio station. That was back in like 93. Shout out to Mr. Evers and Wanda Evers and the whole crew. Oh my God, my friend Jim Griffin and I, we had a pleasure back in December 2018 being a part of Let's Talk with Charles Evers and Renee Shakespeare. And we were invited back. We never did make it back. But sending out love to Jim Griffin's Rockstar Connect networking event. His mother definitely needs your prayers. His dad, they're neighbors of mine, and his parents, and his late stepdad always took time to talk with me and share like awesome stories about the heyday of Jackson, Mississippi. But it is so exciting because Mississippi is beginning its phase out. Mississippi is doing it a little different than Georgia. Even though President Trump gave the governors, but by constitutional right, governors have, that's their domain they know their states better than the president, even though federally, we're governed. So our governor, Tate Reeves, he will announce at 2:30. I guess I heard like a little leak on Super Talk Radio, Super Talk Mississippi Radio, Talk Radio, that because even the lieutenant governor, my friend Delbert Hoseman, they had interviewed him and asked him if he knew what the decision was, either we're going to end the shelter at home executive order or extend it. So I had just heard on one of the radio programs before the show began that the shelter at home executive order would end on Monday morning. But we're going in phases, the state of Mississippi is. Now, what the mayor, for some reason I have a feeling that Mayor Lumumba might extend. But I don't know. They work pretty good collectively. So, but the hearsay, the word out right now that Governor Tate Reeves tweeted, and I didn't get a chance to check out Twitter before I came on air because I honestly just heard it on Super Talk Mississippi Radio. I just heard it, literally. And so I didn't get a chance to literally fact check, but there were reliable sources. I mean, we get a lot of news from that channel, Paul Gallo's show, and I love the overnight programs and all. But the shelter at home executive order ends on Monday. Our governor daily have press conferences unless he's in D.C. meeting with the president, along with other governors, have a press conference daily at 2:30 to update us. Yesterday was an awesome press conference because he highlighted a lot of the Mississippi businesses that are doing an amazing job helping us deal with coronavirus, COVID-19. a situation. And so I've been checking out like a lot of the national news in different cities and different towns and different states. And I mean, it's amazing how some are being handled. Some situations are being handled perfectly. And some situations, I mean, this is new to us. It's just, I mean, I know the government and the people are doing the best they can, and systems are breaking down. Yesterday, I kept up with the news, Channel 8 in the Tampa area in Florida. And what's his name? Hey, JB. JB was talking with the, you know, Facebook Live and everything. And so many Floridians were, you know, tapping in, talking about sharing their stories and sharing their difficulties. And then this morning, I seen where their system for the unemployment assistance had broken down. You know, a lot of states have been getting advice from the state of Mississippi regarding unemployment assistance and so on, because the state of Mississippi had been doing really well before coronavirus happened, and now the percentage of those claiming for unemployment has risen, obviously. But one good thing, self-employed people and sole proprietors and independent contractors can now apply also. But the pandemic unemployment assistance number here in the state of Mississippi, MDES, is 1-833-919-0334. 1-833-919-0334. Jackie Turner is the Department of Employment Security Executive, and usually she's a part of the governor's press conferences also. And another gentleman with the reemployment division also. And then also MEMA has a resource website, msbeoc.org, msbeoc.org. Check out that website. Definitely go to SBA. The president has signed the new deal for small businesses, sole proprietors, you know, homeowners and renters and all that, and even including hospitals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Including hospitals to sign that deal. So I wonder when everything would be in effect. You know, honestly, I applied day one as a sole proprietor for Culture Shock Entertainment and Image Mechanism, my beauty, fashion sole proprietor and consulting proprietorship business. And I guess they ran out of money. But one of my friends, he applied like a week after, and he was sad, like I've told the story before, that he didn't get the 10K, but he got $1,000. So, you know, those of us that were struggling before coronavirus, and then those that weren't struggling before coronavirus were struggling now, I mean, we're just, you know, praying. And like a lot of people that are protesting, you know, is ready to go back to work or open their businesses back. You know, we're trying to do this as humanly and peacefully as possible, right? Because I've been seeing some crazy, crazy videos about some crazy protesting going on. So that's why I cannot wait till we get back to full-fledged shows so you all, ladies and gents, can call in and share your thoughts. And then my awesome co-host from different backgrounds and thought processes can also be a part of this dialogue. Even my man, my guy, my love, my Terry, my hubby, you know, even he. Because we need to talk about income tax. We need to talk about stimulus checks, the SBA loans, which convert to grants. We already had a homelessness problem. I mean, we really need to talk about a lot. But one thing we all have in common is quarantine lifestyle. You know, we all have incorporated the quarantine lifestyle into our daily lives. But I'm ecstatic that the phase out is starting in the state of Mississippi. Our governor is doing it slowly. He's not like up. It's opening up, you know, like some other states, which I'm not pointing out. I mean, the governors know their states better than anybody. But then different cities know their cities, and different counties know their counties also. So I guess it's all on how they all can work together on different levels, along with the federal laws of how to deal with this, so we can slow the spread. But at the same time, with spring and summer up on us, live our lives as safely as possible. And the medical professionals and many of us are watching this to see how this coronavirus really operates. You know, is it already not like a typical virus, right? So what's really going on? How does it really operate? Will it be another spike like the Spanish flu? You know, so not only are the professionals and the scientists and the doctors watching it, but we are. And something my late mom used to always be concerned about, spring and summer here. Let's not forget about the West Nile. It's spring and summer. Watch out for water sitting around, buckets, trying to keep mosquitoes at their minimum in wherever in your living spaces also. See, we already had things we're dealing with. And then coronavirus. So prayer warriors, we all are praying on it. Everybody's doing what they need to do to slow the spread of coronavirus. So I'm going to read some of the breaking news at the bottom of the screen here in my native Jackson, Mississippi. Georgia reopens non-essential businesses. Fight criticism as cases of COVID-19 continues to rise. So that's the breaking news headline at the bottom of the ABC affiliate Channel 16 is. A U.S. Navy destroyer performing counter-narcotics missions has an outbreak of coronavirus, with 18 cases reported. The Pentagon has confirmed that there has been a coronavirus outbreak on the USS Kidd, with more than one sailor testing positive. One is more than enough. The ship is assigned to the Caribbean Eastern Pacific mission. So that's an outbreak on a Navy destroyer. It says USS Kidd. Virtual food drive is happening on the ABC affiliate that I'm getting the breaking news from. COVID-19 pandemic and recent tornado outbreak taxing Mississippi food pantries. And nonprofits, WAPT 16, the ABC affiliate, is continuing its partnership with the Mississippi Food Network for 24 hours. So that is some breaking news that's happening. Then I'll provide you more breaking news when it pops back on the screen. So it's almost time for the governor's press conference, too, because it begins at 2:30, and that will be in like 30 minutes because it's 1:56, and my apologies for the tardiness of the broadcast. Congratulations also to those spell draftees. Congratulations. I pray we can have a regular season. I know my friend Coach Sean Payton, so they will not be having virtual meetings. That he would like his team to report to duty in July for summer training. So, you know, that's what I seen a report. I mean, I have to double check. And right before the last broadcast I did on Wednesday, General Manager Mickey Loomis, who I know too, you know, the Saints practiced here for 3 years. From 2006 to 2008, while their awesome state of the art facility was being created, which I have not visited yet. And matter of fact, they were practicing here at Memphis College when Reggie Bush joined the squad. And wouldn't it be awesome if Reggie would get out of retirement and join Drew for his last 2 years? I think that would just be a hoot, just like Gronk joining Tom. With Tampa, and Tom been in the news. There's one story I had seen where Tom was caught working out at a closed city park, and then he accidentally walked into one of the assistant coaches, walked into the wrong house for a meeting, he thought he was walking into one of the coaches' house for a meeting and walked in someone else's house. So, honestly, that has happened to me before when I lived in Sherman, staying on a duplex, and I accidentally went into the neighbor's house. We had a backyard, and I accidentally walked in, and you know what was so scary? They had a ferocious pit bull. And when I realized I was in the wrong place, oh my God, I almost freaked out. Thank God I got out of there before the pit bull hurt me. But but that's crazy. I mean, I'm sure it was I've read the story, I've seen the story. Then they've been talking about it on sports talk shows also. So, but sports fans, we are super excited regardless of what sports. All the sports that we love, we're excited. So, coronavirus guidelines are implemented in everything that we do now. Beauty, fashion, spring cleaning, most definitely. This morning on Good Morning America, they had a segment where they discussed not to mix certain things together. And I'm good about that. I've been thinking I often think I'm creating something really spectacular, but I need to watch out on what products I'm mixing, because this morning we were warned on Good Morning America not to mix certain items because they could be toxic. The fumes could be very toxic and dangerous for us, and et cetera. Hand sanitizer. If you have young kids around, do not just leave it out on the table, because kids and animals, you know, could ingest too much and it could cause a problem when you have to rush into the ER. So, but again, state of Mississippi, the governor will announce during his press conference today at 2:30 that the shelter at home will end on Monday instead of being affected. That is what I heard that the governor has tweeted from Super Talk Mississippi radio here in the state of Mississippi. Again, let me go over World Health Organization rules about doing the five. Help stop coronavirus. Number one, hands. Wash them often. Elbow. Cough into it. I'm not coughing for real. Face. Don't touch it. Space, keep safe distance. Home, stay if you can. Only do things for essential reasons. And how to put on, use, take off, and dispose of a mask. And I am guilty. I do not have any mask. I have gloves galore, and I do need to stock up on gloves. Right now I have a bandana around my neck that I can put over my face. And I usually wear scarves. Like really, you know, like Avon scarves, Anthony Hankins scarves, other like nice scarves that I have. And but when it comes to masks, when and how to use masks, and I share this almost every broadcast recently, but it's still important. It's still important to know. If you are healthy, you only need to wear a mask if you are taking care of a person with suspected 2019 in COVID infection, which now we're being advised for everybody to wear. CDC is advising, the president said it, but he's not a fan of masks. So he even said, how would he look sitting behind the presidential desk with a mask on, greeting kings and queens and prime ministers and all. But I know, you guys will see my expression. I know, wow. But, you know, I guess he has a point. He don't want to be in history books with, like, a mask on. But, you know, he want to be a living president, right? I mean, we all do. But I understand that. But even the first lady, like, she – that's something that I posted yesterday. They mentioned how the first lady is very strict about wearing masks and gloves when you need to and when it's possible, and how strict she is also on the first son and so on. So she stresses that it's important for us to wear masks. But President Trump said he is not wearing a mask while he's behind the presidential desk. But CDC is telling us we need to cover something over our mouth. Wear a mask if you are coughing. sneezing. Masks are effective only when used in combination with frequent hand cleaning, with alcohol-based hand rub, which is sanitizer, and soap. So that is it. And replace the mask with a new one as soon as it is damp, and do not reuse single-use masks. And to remove the mask, remove it from behind. Do not touch the front of the mask. Discard immediately in a closed bin. Clean hands with alcohol-based hand rub, sanitizer, or soap and water. Before putting on a mask, make sure you clean your hands with alcohol-based hand rub, which is sanitizer, or soap and water, and cover your mouth and nose with mask. And make sure there are no gaps between your face and the mask. Okay? So that is information that I've shared before, but it's still important to share it. And then I'm going to repeat other information that I have shared before also from the President Trump's Coronavirus Guidelines for America, courtesy of the White House and CDC. And you go to coronavirus.gov. You know, some people call Corona Rona, like she's a chick or something. Rona, you know, I want to get that Rona. It's in some song. You know, there are some songs out there, a lot of songs teaching us how to live properly and how to be cleaner and social distance properly and all that. I mean, it's been some amazing videos and songs that I've been spotting and sharing also. And people sent to me, oh, my gosh, you guys, I do my best to send the amazing items that you sent to me through DMs on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and thank you all for emailing me at cultureshock_Beth@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOK_Beth@yahoo.com. Sometimes I share my other email address, but this it's good if you send it to this email address because it's congruent with that one. If you do have my other email address, you can send information to that. Also, send me some awesome music, too. We're getting back to live shows. I mean, live, like, full-fledged shows. This is more of a commentary format show. But we're getting back into the groove of things also. And D.C. has an awesome song called My City, My City, ode to his native New Orleans. And he was supposed to send me a MP3 version so I could have uploaded it for today's show. So if you're listening, DC, get the music to me in the format that I can upload it on Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and Culture Shock Entertainment Presents on Springer so we can jam out because people need to hear this awesome song, Ode to New Orleans. But back to the Coronavirus Guidelines for America. Listen and follow the directions of your state and local authorities that we talked about earlier. If you feel sick, stay at home. Do not go to work or anywhere else. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Contact your medical provider. If you're an older person or have a serious underlying health condition, stay at home and away from other people. Because, you know, your immune system, I'm working on my immune system. Oh, my God. You know, one thing about it, we must do our best to build our immune systems up, to drink a lot of H2O water, and to, like Dr. Quinn, my doctor, shout out to Dr. Barbara Sullivan also. I look forward to seeing her in the near future. But my new PCP is Dr. Quinn, who shares that Channel 12, CBS affiliate interviews often on their show, and he's well versed on coronavirus. Like he instructs me, exercise regularly and eat healthy, you know. And if you feel anything not right, like breathing or chest pains, rush to the ER and give them a call also. But we got to take care of our health, and sometimes it's small steps that make a difference. You know, if it's waking up early in the morning, meditating, praying, being grateful, like Tony Robbins advises. I like to share motivational YouTube videos, if you guys notice, that are social media friends of mine. Because it's good to get our minds right and on a certain type of track early morning throughout the day. And also, like one of my friends I was just talking to back in Texas and Oklahoma, you know, she was meant to be talking about certain things, and she was like, things could be going good, then out of the blue, not going so good. Oh, that happens to all of us, regardless of who we are. This is perfect to do our best to stay motivated and so on. So back to the coronavirus guidelines, even if you are young or otherwise healthy, you are at risk and your activities can increase the risk for others. It is critical that you do your part to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Work or study from home whenever possible. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants where we can't. There are those that are lifting their executive orders. Use pickup or delivery options. Avoid discretionary travel. Yeah, because right now, I've seen this morning on news reports that leisure travel is not being encouraged. It needs to be essential travel. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, and social visits. Do not visit. Terry and I are missing each other. We're in the same state, but we're in different counties. So we've been practicing social distancing and all of this. And, you know, we already had not been seeing each other often, but we did see each other recently, right before his last week. But, you know, it is, you know, us thinking healthy, using our common sense, and being law-abiding citizens also. Do not visit nursing homes. I called one of my aunt's nursing home this morning and checked on her, told him to let her know that I had called. Do not visit nursing homes or restaurants or long-term care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. Always practice good hygiene. And there's a glare on my page. Always practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face. And being in the beauty industry anyway, that has been, I mean, still, that's like something that I have to practice on, work on. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible. But these are things that we do basically anyway. So we're upgrading things that we do and been taught to do since we were kids, and a lot of kids know more than adults what to do. So we just really have to understand that this is about our health and about caring for ourselves and each other. Practicing self-love and loving others is really the gist of it. And then from the mayor of Jackson, which I've shared with you guys, his Fight Together, Stand Apart initiative. And on the mailer, it says, recently I issued a stay-at-home order for the residents of Jackson to fight the spread of the coronavirus and have continued to take additional steps to make Jackson a safer place, a safer city. Testing our first responders who are on the front lines every day and jail inmates who must be kept in close confinement. Wow. I seen a video yesterday of some inmates protesting and producing a riot. And they said, they were stating that many had died from coronavirus or caught from coronavirus. And many of them had like scarves and t-shirts wrapped around their faces. And I mean, this was real. I don't know where this was. So I'm not even going to feel that, oh, this was New York or this was so-and-so. I don't know. But these inmates, they were really distraught. They were really pissed. They felt like they feel like they aren't getting the type of attention and care that they should. Some of them were saying that they're not allowed to have showers. I don't know, but I mean, those of you who've seen the video, y'all know what's up and y'all know where that is. Maybe somebody will tell me where the video is, but I reshared it and I reshared it in my group that I have called DMs Independents and Republicans for Mayor Lumumba too. So I reshared it. So hopefully, by us sharing that info, maybe they'll get the help that they need. Maybe that prison doesn't have certain things. And so whatever state that is, please do what you can to help those inmates. Three, providing hazard pay for our firefighters and police officers during this difficult time. Partner with a local hotel to provide quarantine shelters for those residents who cannot shelter at home or risk infecting seniors or others with serious health conditions. Five, launching a COVID-19 hotline and symptom collector. Residents can call 601-586-3067 to report their symptoms. The information gathered will help public health officials in the city prioritize resources. Again, launching a COVID-19 hotline and a symptom collector. Residents can call 601-586-3067 to report their symptoms. The information gathered will help public officials in the city prioritize resources. And City of Jackson, I believe, is the first city not only in America but in the world to get access, to get our hands on this new item, inventive item, called a symptom collector. So, woo, making history and helping people at the same time. So that is amazing news to learn about. There's more to talk about. Let me give out my email address again. I do a special weekend broadcast after the governor's press conference. Just might do a Facebook Live so we can get some interaction going on, get some feedback, and talk to one another about coronavirus, COVID-19, and talk about the draft, and talk about the weekend, and just talk about hot topics, and talk about what I've been talking about. Also, that you guys would like to share with me about, and other things. These tornadoes has been hitting, because my friend that I was just talking with in Texas, Oklahoma, I had no idea that tornadoes hit ground in the Tacoma area. I knew tornadoes had hit in certain areas, but not in the area close to where I used to reside, north of Dallas. So she sent me some pictures and some video. And she was like, did you see the tornadoes? I'm like, I lived it. I was like, I scheduled my sleeping around the tornado schedule. The governor announced Wednesday tornadoes are coming at midnight. I told Terry, I said, well, I'm taking a nap, baby. I'm going to wake up right before midnight. And when I woke up, it was right before midnight, and we were rocking and rolling. Tornadoes, winds, storms. We have pets here, and, you know, I have my BJ, my first son. And so my first son was, like, right outside. He's a house dog, but he has a nice little house outdoors. And he was right outside my window, and it was storming, and I was concerned. I went out there in the rain, checking on him, making sure he was in the house and everything. And all the other pets and all the humans were fine and everything. But we were rocking and rolling. And then when WAPT News came on, there was all kind of damage that had happened down there where Terry lives in south of us, close to Hattiesburg. And so Brookhaven area, big old tree had fallen on a couple's house. Thank God the wife and the kids and the husband wasn't there, but he arrived there from work, wasn't hurt. There was damage done in the Jackson area in Byram and in Rankin County. So even when tornadoes don't really hit, the winds, the hail, but thunderstorms and tornadoes and hurricanes are a way of our life. I'm 51. I've never seen a storm, no two storms alike. I mean, it's crazy. I guess it's like living in maybe in Hawaii where volcanoes and stuff can happen, or maybe in. And I know my friends just try to get me to move to L.A., and I used to talk about, I don't want an earthquake to get me. And I'm like, well, they would say, well, you live in tornadoes and hurricanes. The earthquake would not, I mean, the risk of an earthquake is unlikely, you know, just a little tremble here and there. But really, the breaking news today that Mississippi shelter in place is being lifted on Monday. Hopefully we obey the rules and it can stay that way and we phase out and we continue to slow the spread. And then we need to find out what the mayor of Jackson, Mississippi have to say. But like I said, I follow large and small cities, states. I follow, if you guys come to my page, you see all not just in America, but around the world. And shout out to the listeners around the world of because of Shark Entertainment Reports. Number one, U.S. Number two, U.K. Number three is, I want to say China. China is like in my top five, always been. Sometimes Korea is in the top five. But China, Kenya, and Morocco, those are top five countries where listeners are of Kutta Shark Entertainment Reports. And shout out to everyone from little villages to the biggest of big cities, to everybody. Much love to you. Really appreciate your love, and thank you for accepting my love and my good vibes. So again, big shout out to my man, my guide, to my friends, my prayer warriors, those that have sent my prayers and love, and I really appreciate you, those that always have prayed for my mom and still, you know, pray for my family and loved ones and keep cheering on your prayers too. We're celebrating a year of elevating our friendship to a romantic partnership of love. And so just thank you all. I was just watching that Noontime show on ABC, and a essential driver for Uber was saying it seems like even though we're social distancing, it seems like we are coming closer, those of us in this world. And so I noticed that long time ago. It seemed like we're being more open to each other. We're really seeing and dissecting what's important in our lives, aren't we? We're taking inventory in our lives too, garbage in, garbage out. You know, we're taking inventory. What's really important? What's really right? What's really caring? You know, what I really care about. We all care about it. Those that aren't compassionate are becoming more compassionate. Some of us that wear our hearts on our sleeves, we're beginning to see, okay, what really is important? Who really cares for me? Who really loves me? We all need to be loving each other. Unconditional love is really important. That's really important, you know? And so, excusing the noise background that you guys hear, but we need to continue to spread the love, continue to spread world peace and togetherness. It is so important. So excuse me if you heard any background noise in the background, but it is. It's really important for us to do that and follow and just be there. If we can't help somebody, we usually know somebody that can, or organization, or church, synagogue, or mosque, or somewhere that can. You know, somebody can say, can you? I can't, but I know who can. Or, you know, and when people say they can pray for you, prayers do a lot. Prayers do a lot. They go far. Prayer works. But again, thank you for tuning in to Cut the Shark Entertainment Report. The governor of the state of Mississippi is going to have his daily press conference at 2:30. And like I said, I believe we'll have a Facebook Live after that ends so we can talk about some of the things we've talked about during this show and talk about some of the things that we've been talking about anyway throughout social media and in person and what has been shared on the press conference, which begins probably in about 15 minutes. But again, thanks again for tuning in, being supportive, sending love vibes and positive vibes. And I'm doing my best to send those vibes out to you too. Again, much love to my honey, Harry, and his mom, and my friends and fam. Because I've been kind of down myself, because I've been waiting for my refund check and my stimulus check. I know. And I applied for one of those business loans, so I'd be glad when that's in effect too, and I get approved for one of those. But also, like many that are, we're ready. Entrepreneurs are ready. Those that are flourishing, they're ready. Those that need to flourish, we're ready. Those of us with the next big idea, we're ready. We're ready to see more Made in America, Made in the USA products. It's going to be a topic for one of the shows next week. American-made products. It's important. It's important for us. Imports and exports are important.
When I was a little girl, I'm 51, remember? And when I was a little girl, we had the bicentennial year, 1976. It was an amazing year, red, blue, and red, white, and blue year. And up until in the 2000s, you could still see Made in America, Made in the USA products and items. And, you know, I was sad to find out that some items I thought were made in America, they might, a portion might have been made in America, but they had, like, plants in other countries. And that's understandable. But these are small business loans and so on. It's going to help so many of us to grow our businesses and one day be corporations like some of these big businesses. But it's going to help so many of us. I mean, I have clothing line. I've been wanting to get off the ground. My mom always wanted to see get off the ground. Finished getting my esthetician license and opening a skincare studio and fashion boutique, even opening a restaurant. You know, let's slow the spread of the coronavirus and let's work on improving our lives and improving each other. And that's what's important. You know, life is really short, and let's do our best to make the world a better place. So I love you all, and I appreciate your support. Much love to you again, Terry, and all of my friends, and from my childhood on to now, and friends I will meet in the future. Thank you. And thank you all for supporting Cut the Shark Entertainment Reports. Again, email me at kultrehshok@yahoo.com. When I complete the show, I'm going to put more shows on the schedule, and that would be good. And yes, I know spring cleaning, like we usually talk about anyway, and we're made in America, made in the USA topic and other hot topics. Okay, but we pretty much know the topics are about the quarantine lifestyle and coronavirus, but incorporating this is an entertainment lifestyle show, so incorporating the quarantine lifestyle in topics into our lifestyle topics, which is happening right before our eyes. So again, thank you. I'm Beth, aka Be True. Love you. Be true.